It's 10 in the morning, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in the city woman's jail, Kate Beekman is taken to a conference room.
Hello, Kate.
Good morning, honey.
Hello, Mr. Mason. Miss Treat.
What's the matter? Didn't you sleep last night?
Oh, I slept all right when I finally went to sleep.
All right, sit down, Kate. Della.
Oh, yes, Chief, I have a list of names. Katie, now here are half a dozen names you'll have to memorize.
Names?
Yes, of men who were possible associates of Gordon Webber's. Mr. Mason explained. You're supposed to mention these names just casually when you talk with the girl in the cell next to yours. And she'll tell Lieutenant Halverson, and he'll inform Mr. Rapp, and then they'll start checking up.
Wait a minute, Della. What's the matter, Katie?
Mr. Mason, you're going to be angry with me, Mr. Mason.
Am I? Why?
I don't want to tell you.
Well, I can't get angry if I don't know why I'm supposed to.
I told her a few minutes ago.
Who?
Mary Moriarty. I told her I know she's a policewoman.
Oh, Kate, you didn't.
Yes.
Why, Katie?
I know this ruins everything, Mr. Mason, but I couldn't help it.
You mean you just told her? Katie, why?
I can't explain. I'd rather not.
Don't you think you should, Katie?
Yes, sir. Is it very serious, Mr. Mason?
Yes, Katie. I was going to use Miss Moriarty.
I'm terribly sorry.
What reason could you have?
Let her tell us, Della.
Do I have to?
Mm-hmm. I'm starting now.
Well, ever since they put Mary next to me, she was friendly and nice, and I thought she liked me.
Well, go on, Katie.
That's all, Mr. Mason. I thought Mary was a friend, but when I learned she's really a policewoman who's been spying on me...
Then what?
Then I just couldn't pretend.
Why?
Well, because I was humiliated and hurt and...
And that's the only reason why you told her, Katie?
No. No, there's more to it. Katie, you say that you're hurt because Mary Moriarty isn't what she pretended to be.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, I'd understand if she were a close friend of yours, because it does hurt when someone we care about deceives us. And you've been hurt.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
But not only by Mary Moriarty.
Yes.
Lieutenant Halverson isn't an old friend of yours.
Not an old friend, but... Well, you can start liking someone a great deal, even if you haven't known them long.
And you like Don Halverson?
Well, I did. And I thought he liked me.
Katie.
I know, Miss Street. He's a police officer, and I remembered every word of Mr. Mason's instructions. I never talked about the case when he'd come to see me. We didn't talk about the case. Not at first. Talked about the different things we liked to eat and books, places we'd seen. It doesn't sound important or anything, but it was to me, and I thought it was important to him, too. I mean, just talking about things, and I...
Of course it's important. Because that's how two people who feel they may be good friends someday learn about each other.
I thought I knew a lot about him. He said things that... Well, I thought he did like me and believe me, because yesterday when we did talk about the case...
Did you tell him anything?
Only what you said I could, Mr. Mason. Don, Lieutenant Halverson asked me to tell him once and for all if I killed Gordy Webber, and I told him, And I thought he believed me.
Honey, you shouldn't be mad at him.
I'm not, Miss Street. I'm just sorry I let myself believe he believed in me. Not that he ever really said anything, but... Well, when you feel you know someone, they can say things without saying them. Oh, I'm terribly sorry I ruined everything, Mr. Mason, but... When I learned what he really thinks about me, I just couldn't pretend.
I understand, Katie. And so does Mr. Mason. Don't you, Chief?
Yes, of course.
It's perfectly natural for you to feel humiliated and hurt and... Well, we'll just make the best of it.
Yeah. Which we had better do quickly. Della, call a matron. Don't worry about this, Katie. We'll work out something.
Mr. Mason, will I see you later today?
Yes, this afternoon.
Are you all right, honey?
Yes, thank you. I'm just awfully sorry.
Now, don't say that anymore. We all are.
Mr. Mason, there she is. Mary Moriarty. She's leaving the jail.
Come and speak to us, Chief.
Hello, Katie.
I don't blame you for not speaking to me. Mr. Mason, I want you to know I wasn't trying to trick this girl. Yes, of course I was. I wanted her to believe I was a prisoner just as she is, but...
Katie, please look at me. I wasn't trying to trick you into thinking of me as a friend. Can't you believe me, Katie?
Mr. Mason, I don't know that I'd listen either, but... Will you?
If you have something to say...
Yes, sir, after I've seen Don Halverson.
Mary?
Yes, Katie.
When you see him, remember what I said. I don't want to see him again.
Katie.
Not ever again.
But... Okay, Mr. Mason, I won't argue now, but... Goodbye, Katie.
I'll see you later, Miss Moriarty.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing out here, Sergeant?
Buy me a cup of coffee, Lieutenant. Will you please step inside the coffee shop and buy me a cup of coffee?
All right. After you, Sergeant. Sit at the counter?
Oh, any place.
Two coffees, Black. All right, what happened?
Will you let me tell you all of it?
Start talking.
Don.
What's the matter with you, Mary?
I'm ashamed of myself, if you want to know.
What are you doing out here?
She knows who I am.
Did you tell her? Isn't that what happened? You told Kate you're a cop?
Oh, Don.
All right, stop that, Mary. Here, drink your coffee and... Right, now tell me what happened. Mary, please.
It must have happened late yesterday afternoon after you came to see her, remember?
Yeah.
She had a meeting with a lawyer. I guess he spotted me, tipped her off, because when she came back to her cell, she wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, and?
I thought she was upset or something, but this morning when I tried to talk to her... Oh, Don, she was like a hurt child.
Oh.
She was a hurt child. If only I had told her or you had.
I was going to.
What?
The DA is going to snatch her into court.
Don?
He's going to go to trial unless we stop him. So I made up my mind to throw in with Mason. Put all my cards on the table. It isn't too late,
Mary. Yes, it is.
I'll explain to her.
She'll never believe you now.
You're wrong.
She won't even see you.
Did she say that?
Yes. She never wants to see you again.
Well, you're wrong, Mary.
No,
she'll see me and she'll believe me. I'll make her believe me.
Don, wait.
Wait nothing. I've waited too long now.
Of course, Perry Mason is disappointed because his plans have been wrecked. But if Mason could but see into the immediate future, he'd understand that what has happened might turn to Kate's advantage. By all means, hear tomorrow's important and exciting development when Don Halverson goes, as he said, to make Kate hear his explanation. You'll join us then, won't you?